This is a Giant 90.9 news update.
Five people were shot at an Indianapolis bar on Saturday morning. Patrons at Brotherman's Tavern on the east side ducked for cover as bullets flew shortly before 2 a.m. Police say a suspect who had been kicked out of the bar earlier in the evening returned later and began firing shots. Three of the victims are in critical condition and two others are stable. Police encourage anyone with information on the shooting to call Crime Stoppers at 317-262-8477. Indianapolis Metropolitan Police officers are reminding people to refrain from leaving their cars unattended after 10 cars were stolen on Indy's southwest side on Friday morning. All of the cars were taken while running with the keys in the ignition. Five of the 10 stolen cars were recovered. If you have any information on these stolen vehicles, call Crime Stoppers at 317-262-8477. Officials are still searching for a man who fell into the Big Blue River in Edinburgh on Thursday afternoon. Officials began the search for a thin white man with blonde hair around 5 p.m. on Thursday after he fell from the dam into the river. Authorities say he was wearing a red shirt and blue jeans. Call the Johnson County Sheriff if you see this man at 317-736-5155. Sad news for Muncie. Former ABC News anchor and Ball State professor Steve Bell has died. Bell was a former Good Morning America anchor and joined the Ball State faculty in 1992, where he remained until his retirement in 2007. He was 83 years old. Hoosiers with a sweet tooth are also mourning today. George Donaldson, who had founded Donaldson Finer Chocolates in Lebanon, has passed away. Donaldson was a Korean War veteran and opened his chocolate shop with his wife Peg in 1966. Donaldson was 90 years old. Bundling up will be the theme as mercury dips below zero this week. Forecasters say temperature could be as much as 30 degrees below normal with an Arctic blast blowing through the area. A high of minus 1 is predicted on Wednesday with a low of minus 11. Stay warm. For WBDG News, this has been Daniela Giaconda. Stay tuned for more news updates on The Giant 90.9 FM.